Canadian officials have confirmed a second case of mad cow disease. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency said yesterday that a dairy cow from Alberta has tested positive for BSE, as mad cow disease is formally known. In 2003, U.S. agriculture officials placed a ban on Canadian beef, imposed after Canada's first case of mad cow disease was found. Joining me now is Linda Detweiler, a former advisor on BSE to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do we know about this new case of mad cow disease in Canada?
Well, we know that she was approximately 8 years old, that she was born prior to the feed ban, and she's from Alberta. Those are very crucial because she fits into the profile as the first two cases that were born in the same vicinity about the same time frame. So it's very much expected that Canada would have additional cases, given that there was probably feed contaminated with BSE.
And how likely are other animals in that herd to be infected?
Well, the likelihood of other herd mates, I mean, there's always a possibility because they, especially if they were the older animals, that they might have been exposed to the same feed. But data out of Europe shows us that it's not likely that there's a widespread distribution in the herd. So it may be that they would test other animals that were of the similar age and not find any additional cases there.
And what then does this find mean as far as risk to the public from this animal or mad cow disease?
Well, the Canadian officials have reported that this animal was a down animal, so one of the high-risk category that they prohibit from going for animal feed and for human food, so this animal was no risk. In addition, the Canadian government as well as the U.S. have taken the high-risk tissues from all animals going to slaughter, and that's really critical to protect the public.
Again, so what does that mean, though, in terms of risk? How worried should people be?
Oh, I don't think people should be worried about this additional animal. I think it's good that shows the Canadian surveillance system is working, that they are finding these older animals that were probably exposed prior to the feed ban. And I think that's crucial that Canada maintains the surveillance, as well as the United States.
Well, the Bush administration has just decided to allow back in to the U.S. Canadian beef, to let it be imported. What would this incident mean to that, if anything?
We had been bringing in beef from younger animals even prior to this last announcement. I think the significance of this announcement is now we're going to start to bring in those young animals to process beef from them, so we'll bring the live animals into our own slaughter plants. For public health, to me, there's no difference of significance there, but I guess my concern, and it might be premature because I haven't read the rule, it's supposed to be published, I believe, tomorrow, but one of the key factors that I think the government needs to do in the United States is these high-risk tissues. We still do not have a law that would prohibit them to going from all animal feed, you know, to prevent the recycling then back to cattle, or possible if there's leakage. So I think that's one thing that I'm going to be looking at. Has the United States government taken provision to take, like, brain and spinal cord and prevent them from going back for animal feed?
Linda Detweiler, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Linda Detweiler is a former advisor on BSE to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She is now an adjunct professor at the University of Maryland.